Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach and Miko's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach and Miko's Morning Zoo.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's a fine and dandy Monday morning here in New York City, and we're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Miko, and thank you for tuning in to my morning zoo. I'm just pleased as punch because across the table from me are two of the stalwarts of the program, two dependable, funny, handsome, wonderful gentlemen. From the Super Selly Joe's podcast, it's our great friend, Joe Gorman.
Hey, Zach, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you, man?
I am fantastic, my man.
You look good, you sound good, and speaking of looking good and sounding good, from, I believe Great Hang is...
It's dead,
it's
Zachary.
It's dead, but it is resurrecting. Is that correct?
We're doing a Mystery Science Theater for old nostalgic commercials called We Love TV.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and... we're nostalgia farming for idiots, so It's a good time, but no, it's a good show.
I mean, it's the perfect podcast for a couple because you don't have to look at each other.
Right, you don't have to look at each other. I mean, Great Hang ended mostly because Micah didn't want to get prepared to be on camera anymore, so now she's just withering away at the home.
Oh, great. Well, be sure to check that out. Actually, while we're yapping, let's do plugs. Do you want to plug anything other than the new pod?
Yes, on September 29th in Indianapolis, I'm throwing myself a 40th birthday party at the White Rabbit. It's going to be a multimedia extravaganza, so come out to that. It's at the White Rabbit in Fountain Square in Indianapolis, Indiana, the greatest city in the world. And you can follow me on Instagram at hot_comic69.
Fantastic. Mr. Gorman.
Oh, my gosh. As always, you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all major platforms. I also have my podcast, Super Selly Joes, that I do with my good buddy, Alex Tomaselli. And yeah, just follow me and see all my upcoming shows there.
Wonderful. Find me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates. But most importantly, check out my new special, Gas Digital Presents 30 Minutes with Zach Amico. And guys, thank you so much for everyone that's tuned in so far. We are creeping up on 100,000 views.
Almost.
Hell yeah,
there.
Dude.
Zach's getting choked
we
up.
We are currently at, I'm still suffering from what is known as the jug of flu.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Or a bit of festival crud.
Oh, it's just, it's not like solidified Faygo.
No, it's breathing in dirt for, it's breathing in dirt and herpes for 4 days. But yeah, we're 91,000 currently. I would love to hit 100,000. Thank you to everyone that hyped it, watched it, and shared it. Truly means the world. And hey, if you enjoy this program, please go to gasdigital.com today and use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get access to the live chat as well as the archives. You get thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from the last decade. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored, as well as you get our Friday bonus episode. We do 3 of these a week, and if you want to watch that Friday episode, you got to subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the program, I appreciate you greatly. Are we doing shit today, Josequina Marcelino?
You're not doing shit.
What should we do?
Do fucking something.
What?
Do something.
Like, what?
You motherfucking weirdo.
Oh, come on.
I ain't feeling bad for your ass. I ain't feeling bad for your ass because you don't know how to do the drinking.
Okay. That's right. That's Josequina.
Oh, that, nice. I like that. I like that you're giving a voice to a POC.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good for you, dude.
All right. I was trying all different plays on POC that weren't mean to Josequina. I couldn't do it. All right. We're going to start with this. I thought this was just worth speaking about, especially three gentlemen like us.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Let's figure shit out, man.
Men of culture.
On TikTok, a teacher has made a fart corner in her classroom called the gas station. And it's a place for kids to go out into the corner of the room, fart, and come back. And let's see it.
I don't know, man.
Oh, just a queen.
Simply come up here, fart. This is our fart corner. If you need to fart, simply come over here, fart. Take about 10 seconds. Get your little spray going on. Go sit down. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. Nobody was worried about it. This is our.
It draws more attention going to the fart corner.
But it does contain the smell, and then she aerosols it away. It's an interesting idea. As a man of science myself, I find this interesting.
As a man of farts,
I walk him around the house.
Yeah.
Because you got to kind of give a little air for your pants so they kind of float out.
I think you also have to just master the silent but deadly, where it's like, oh, who did that? And then it's the case of whoever smelt it dealt it versus the deniers who are also the suppliers.
Yes. I was on an airplane once.
Ooh.
Someone
humble brag.
Look at this guy.
I'm kind of an international dude. I was going from Indianapolis to Kansas City. And kind
KCI.
Of the best cities in the world. I was I fought
what we call the high roller flight.
Someone on the plane farted and it was horrible. And I was sitting next to this woman, and she goes, "Did you do that?" out loud to me, a stranger. And I was like, "Bitch, in what world does someone do that to someone else?" Like, out loud. And now I was like, "I think this bitch fucking did it, loud ass fucking bitch." Denying
yeah, I really, yeah, I would suspect. I feel like planes, they got to be real bad.
It was.
Because it's got the recycled air and the cushy seat.
Mm-hmm. You got to open a window, man.
It was
crack the emergency exit, dude.
Yeah. That's like what those people in the emergency row are really for.
Yeah, it's like, all right, everyone turn on the fashion seatbelt sign. We're going to air out this bitch.
Dude, if the fart was so bad that if someone's baby got sucked out with it, it was worth it. It was like
the air marshal has to stand up and be like, "All right, folks."
But I like fully crashed out on the lady cuz I was like, "I'm a stranger. How do you ever do that to like?" And it was a very weird rest of the hour.
I bet. Were you in a middle seat or a window seat?
I was in a window seat. Okay. I'm a window seat man.
So it was this middle seat bitch.
It was a middle seat bitch.
Of course, dude.
She was already in a bad mood.
Oh, 100%.
See, I have to say, as a man of heft.
Sure.
Most people are going to assume it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm already fighting that. And on the times it is me, it's very apparent.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Zach's shit himself.
Sometimes you just fart so bad, like even you're disgusted by it. When you're disgusted by the smell of your own fart, that's how you know it's like, oh my God, somebody must be fucking suffocating right now. If even.
I've never been disgusted by my own fart. I've just been prouder and prouder like, by.
What did I eat? Am I dying?
I've had a few where I really got myself.
Like, oh my God, this is like embarrassingly bad.
I got myself on the subway years ago. I was coming home from. Sirius XM, and I'm sitting, I have my headphones on. First of all, the amount of times in my life I've farted with headphones on, and in my head, no one can hear it because I can't hear it.
Right.
When I'm just standing there farting.
I farted with headphones on walking to the train the other day and could hear it, and there were a lot of people around me. I was like, uh-oh.
And I was holding it. I had some bad ones, and I was trying to hold it in. And I was sitting, and I noticed my shoe was untied.
Mm.
And I raised my leg and kicked myself, kneed myself in the belly, and farted so loud that I saw everyone do the, like, double.
The double take, the physical reaction.
He's being fat in front of us.
And they all, I mean, it's the fattest way to fart, is to accidentally kick it out of yourself.
Yeah, to adjust your body to clear a passageway.
And everyone walked away and left me.
Oh my God.
Like I was homeless, like left me on that side of the train. Except for, I then turned and there was a very, very old black man sitting right next to me. And he just looked at me and did this.
Oh, no, he gave you the stink wave.
I got off at the next stop and waited for the next train.
Damn.
Anyone with like any shame at all has to.
My issue with the fart corner.
Yes.
There's no way kids are given it enough time that they're not bringing some back with them.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
I would say she should have said, give it a 20 Mississippi.
Mm. Also, there's no way if I was in that class, I wasn't trying to brew up a loud one.
Oh, yeah, you go over there
to bomb off in the fart corner.
Yeah, you try and disrupt the lesson from, and then you go, what? I'm in the fart corner. Yeah.
Can I tell you about my greatest fart of all time?
Absolutely. I mean this.
I don't know if I've told it on this show before, and I apologize if I have. This is one of my true great accomplishments in life. So I was living in Chicago. The night before, we had we bought three Crave cases for three of us from White Castle, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
people that have never had one, I believe I heard one comic call it a suitcase full of farts.
It's a suitcase full of farts, and it's 30 White Castle cheeseburgers.
The fartiest.
Yes.
The fartiest of fast food.
And I ate 24 of the 30.
Oh, shit.
I ate 20. I was very disappointed. I really thought I could get all 30 down. The next day, I had to drive from the inner city of Chicago up to Evanston, which is like an hour drive-ish. With traffic, and I farted in the guy's car to the point where he had to pull the car over, and he got out of the car, and he was gagging and like almost throwing up, and then he yells at me, and we have a bad time because he's really mad at me for how bad my fart was.
My friend, you cannot smell like that in my car. You cannot do that, my friend. I came to America to avoid these kinds of smells.
We stinky Americans.
I can't believe you would do this to me, motherfucker.
So we get up, we do
By
this.
The way, it's not Indians that have the worst smelling when you get a ride share.
Yeah.
It is anything that is kimchi based.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones that like you really got to fucking have trouble. But please, go ahead.
So we do this shoot all day. I'm able to fart because we're like filming outside and I can like walk away. I'm taking the blue line back. I get a call on my phone. It had gotten kind of chilly. The guy calls me. He goes, your fart was stuck in the air, and when I turned the air on, it came back out of my car, and a woman threw up.
Did you know this man, or he just had your number?
He was my roommate.
Oh, okay.
I
thought this was a car service.
No, this was me and my roommate drove up to Evanston.
Okay. Oh, then it's all good.
And a girl threw up from my reciprocal fart that stayed in his air. I'm on the train going, yes! It's the proudest I've ever been of myself.
A perfectly preserved scent.
Yeah.
That was active after the fact. That's amazing.
Not only
truly incredible.
Was that great?
Yeah.
You ruined White Castle for two people.
It's true, and Micah won't let me get it now, and it's like five blocks from my house.
Oh, that's insane.
I know. It sucks.
White Castle is on my banned list when Mrs. Miko's home. My top two are White Castle and pierogies.
Oh, pierogies.
I think it's the onion content.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, the onions in the White Castle are like truly incredible.
Yeah. Have you ever had white manna?
No. What's that?
White manna is the actual, I guess, it was like a World's Fair built restaurant in Jersey that White Castles are a fast food version of. Can you bring up the white manna, boys?
So it's like some kind of steamed meat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, perhaps. Boy and girl. I forgot Jorge wasn't in there. I apologize.
But it's the White Castle burger to onion taste with the mustard is like one of my favorite tastes in the world.
Now, how do you feel about the frozen White Castle that you microwave?
If I got some good mustard with them, I think they're pretty good. I'm a mustard heavy
guy.
They're
manageable.
I think they're pretty good.
I think they're good, but you got to add another pickle from home.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
That's a good hack.
Yeah.
Thank you. One time when we were shooting one of the Trump movies where I was a lady.
Oh, damn.
I had shapewear on.
Yeah.
To suck me in and give me an hourglass figure.
Ooh.
And for breakfast that day, I had four White Castles and black coffee.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God, Zach.
And I was ripping.
I bet.
sitting in full drag, just farting.
And like, you
is there a video? Can bring up a video, white man. I want him to see how good it is.
You can keep the unitard after that.
Yeah. Oh, it was mine. I had to go to Lane Bryant and bought it myself. I get a text from Lane Bryant at 9 a.m. every day for 5 years now because of the discount they gave me. They made me join a club.
Yeah.
It saved me like $50, but I've gotten a text from them every morning. I get a text at 9 a.m. every day. Oh, it's Lane Bryant.
I like that. I like the idea that you tried to return it, and they're like, I'm sorry, we don't take streaks in our returns.
Well, it was like a bodysuit. It was like a full bodysuit that went on under my clothes.
Oh. Yeah, that'll pay for itself, though.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
I got through it. I ripped the crotch out of it like the second to last day. Mm. But other than that, it did its job.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had to get measured for it. I stood in Lane Bryant, and they were like, it was like three ladies measuring me with tape.
Nice.
one on each side.
And the one girl, young
like
girl.
Like when a surveyor.
The young girl goes, ooh, I like your tattoos. Those is the shit. And the manager goes, Jennifer, you do not say the S word. We are not in Target.
I like how Target's low rent to Lane Bryant.
Here's a little white man action Target for you.
Look at this. This looks great.
So this is go-to drunk food if you're where I grew up.
This looks fucking great.
Yeah. It's just a big circle counter, and you sit at the grill.
Nice.
And it's made to order, but you get your food in like a minute.
I bet.
Damn. And they're just, it's one guy. I've seen him. He's just been behind that counter as long as I remember.
Yeah. That looks awesome. Damn.
And I think it's like they do like that and fries and a couple little things, but it's like one of those tiny menus. It is perfect.
Oh, a well-made burger is, there's nothing quite like it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like when you smash it down and it has like that nice crispy.
Look how impressed you boys are with
this. I'm blown the fuck away. I'm fucking, this is better than porn.
I'm salivating, brother.
I know, man. We gotta get. Let's get a couple. Let's get some white. Let's get a White Castle ordering.
Yeah.
Whatever Micah doesn't know won't hurt her. Don't.
Oh, she'll know.
Don't watch the pod, babe.
No, we'll hurt her.
Close your eyes.
It'll hurt her. It'll hurt her pretty good.
She'll leave me. And that's the only thing keeping me alive is her money.
Yeah, I had a very embarrassing. I was in music class in maybe third grade, and I snorted, sneeze fart.
Ooh.
And the girl sitting behind me, just because names are funny, Mallory Lankrier.
Okay.
And I sneezed and bent over my sneeze and farted right out the back. It was one of those chairs where like my ass was completely out.
Yeah, where they have the little like holes in the
back. And she shot her chair back about 8 feet and screamed, Zach farted.
Yes.
Damn.
Brutal. A brutal day for
as a child, guys. That's life ending.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was atrocious. But the thing is, if you're me and you're a little fat nerd, if you fart, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But if you're a cool kid or a jock and you
it's
fart,
like funny as fuck,
dude. Every standardized test I took, from I want to say second grade through senior year, there's a guy named Gus Bajorgios. It was a football player.
Coolest guy I've ever heard of. Yeah.
And he farted during every single standardized test. Leg up, silent room fart. It killed consistently.
Yeah, name a cooler thing to do.
It was so funny. It was funny the first time, and it was funny when we were getting ready for college.
Yep.
That was, I was in high school in California. On September 11th, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And our English teacher was like, we don't know what's going on right now, but let's just have a moment of silence right now just for quiet reflection. Yes. And Justin Stockman ripped a huge fart.
He 9/11 farted?
On 9/11.
Are you doing a bit? Or
no, I
really
did. Hand to God, like this Justin happened. And like Ms. Rass was like, that was incredibly inappropriate. Incredibly inappropriate. It was the timing.
Yeah, but if we keep our farts in, then terrorists win.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That should be a t-shirt. If keep those, the farts in, the terrorists win.
If those New Yorkers are brave enough to breathe in that asbestos, we can breathe in Justin's farts for a little while.
They were calling him Osama bin Farting.
I think this is even before the second tower fell, because we were on
that. That's might have done it.
Yeah. A man farts in California.
Yeah, and it's the butterfly effect.
And a controlled demolition happens in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Jet fuel can't melt fucking tight underpants.
Yeah. It was the reverberations. Ah, yeah.
Butterfly with two T's.
Thank you.
There we go.
I think it all is with two T's.
I got lightheaded. That was very, oh my awesome. God. I like Zach. I feel bad about your snort because she's like, Zach farted, but you're also like, I also sneezed.
Yeah. God bless you.
No bless yous for old Zach.
A little Gesundheit for the kid.
Yeah. It was just a sneeze. Because you always think like the sneeze will hopefully overpower the sound of the fart. And
yeah.
It's never the case.
Damn. I feel like a fraud now. Justin has the greatest fart I've ever heard of.
That was like, I think America's going to be all right. I think we're all going to be okay after all this.
I feel like you could almost judge where you are in life by your fart. I remember the first time I farted, and I went, it smells like one of my dad's farts.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
It was after working all day in the sun doing like a construction job. I just came home and ripped one, and I went, that's exactly what my dad's farts smell like. I'm getting old.
Damn. Yeah. The fart is like the perfect joke. Like, it's just like, the day farts aren't funny, that sucks. You're getting old. You're getting out of touch. Like, you can never be a teacher. Young man, what is the meaning of this? Do you think doing a funny thing is funny?
I don't think they're ever not funny. I think people who act like farts aren't funny are just being cunts on purpose.
Yeah. I crop dusted a Best Buy.
Yes.
I was on a date. Yes. And we were walking around a Best Buy, and I was an aisle ahead of her.
Yeah.
And I would go where I knew she was going next. And I was cutting.
It's so.
It might have been cheesesteak farts. Oof. Another onion food.
Yep.
And I did not know that a large black woman had also gotten in the trajectory.
That's
and
a hate
she
crime.
Just started screaming.
It is a hate crime.
Oh, child.
Oh.
One time I was
Who
on
dookie
a-
there? Who dookie?
Oh, hell no.
I was dating a girl who lived outside of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I would take a bus. Once every month or two.
If you're the smelliest motherfucker on a bus, you are fucked up.
And I remember as the bus was leaving Pittsburgh, somebody before the bus took off took a shit.
Oh, no.
So that means they got on the bus to shit, which is very rude.
No.
Whenever people get on an airplane and go in the bathroom before the plane takes off,
That's insane.
You're bad at planning.
Yeah.
And this person stunk up the bus so bad that a woman, another large black woman, stood up with Febreze that she took out of her bag and started spraying the whole bus. And when the person got off the out of the bathroom, she screamed, "You nasty."
I love that.
I'll tell you this. Black people smell incredible.
Cocoa butter.
And they keep... But they keep good smelling things on them on a very regular basis, and it's helpful to all. If I could be woke for a second, I think it's helpful for the entire world.
Yeah, we should really start carrying poo-pourri.
Yeah, they got poo-pourri. They got hot sauce. What else do they have? What else they got in that? What else you got in that bag?
Well, Hillary Clinton's also got hot
black.
Sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. I voted for Joe Biden. I'm fucking black dog.
Mm-hmm. That would explain all the murders.
Yeah.
Man.
Damn, dude. That is 9/11. Who farted?
So
that's
good.
Like the best thing to what it's such like a nice blanket statement too. You get on a train, it's like, all right, someone fucking farted, dude. Who fucking farted?
Josequina Marcelino, do you ever fart?
No. Occasionally.
Is it maybe when you're hungover?
I ain't feeling bad for your ass because you don't know how to do the drinking.
Is it out to you that we find farts so funny, Josequina?
You motherfucking weirdo.
Damn.
You seem angry.
You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed.
Oh, shit.
Yikes.
But you still are, you're attracted to us, right?
Like, you want to suck it and make me feel better? Mm-mm, no, I fucking don't.
What the hell?
I ain't doing that shit. I watch you stuff your face with ice cream, but I ain't fucking you.
Oh.
I ain't feeling bad for your ass.
But even after all those farts?
I ain't feeling bad for your ass.
What would be funnier than farts, Shannon?
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
Damn.
I really abuse this machine.
That's what technology is meant to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Morning Zoo fans, the wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with my code ZAMICO, Z-A-M-I-C-O. Spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code ZAMICO in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Let's get back into the show. All right, what else do we got here? You know, it's a boys' day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Just boys being boys.
We're just chilling, man. We're away from our ladies.
Yes.
We're cutting loose.
For people that are fans of the show or just know me in general, I like big cartoonish asses.
Oh, sure. Who was?
Just
who doesn't?
Real ridiculous ones. And we've got two different things I want to talk about. One, I don't know if this is like a costumed character, an art piece. I think it might be one of those people that like takes pictures with tourists. But this... What's the race of the avatars?
Like the James Cameron's avatar.
Yeah.
Like they're
Na'vi.
Na'vi. Yeah. There's a Na'vi walking around that I think should be noted.
Oh fuck!
Damn, that bitch thick.
Oh damn, dude.
Okay. You're gonna take over a planet?
Are you
like
fucking
that?
Kidding me? Oh shit!
What's your problem?
Oh, you good?
That's funny.
Look at this fucking death by snoo bitch.
Damn.
What a rump.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. She got a lot of leg with that rump, too. It's not like a stocky tortification of the
ass. No, that's a big woman.
Yeah.
What do you say? She's probably a good... that's at least 6'1".
I'd say 6'2", 6'3".
Well, she got the big heels on, so I'm trying not to go
too
nuts. But by the way, all three of our chicks would be disgusted with us right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that what you like?
No.
I'm banning her from this episode. She's not allowed to watch.
Micah would be like, damn, bitch, look at that fucking ass.
I'd get a big, is that what you like?
Oh.
Is that really? That's what you watch on Instagram?
You're going to the movies and beating off to Fire and Ice or whatever it is.
And the other, so I don't know how true this is, so please forgive me if I'm bringing fake news to the show, but my girl, Gracie Bond, has posted a video of her doing mocap, and she claims she is in GTA 6.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
If you guys could look that up for me, Gracie Bond, GTA 6, she posted a video of her character as well as her doing the mocap. And I got to tell you, looks like a fun day at the office.
So have you heard about the GTA 6 leaks?
Oh, yeah.
And how they're connected to the leaker. It's connected them to their crypto coin.
It's all crypto shit, yeah.
Yeah, and they've made at least like $50,000 off the leaks so far.
I thought he dipped out after... a little bit. He made like his money and then it was kind of like a pump and dump.
Oh, he's already dumped?
Yeah, I think he's already dumped.
Oh, speaking of big asses, he's already dumped.
I believe, from what I've read, it seems like a lot of work that's not the game. It seems like you've got to eat, you've got to work out. Like, shit, I don't want to.
It's like,
I don't want to work out in real life. I'm not going to work out in the game.
I just want to fucking kill people. I want to kill cops. I want to run over people.
You've
got to
maintain your relationship with your partner.
I don't want to do that shit. I don't want to play as a girl.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You got to apologize for acting a fool?
Yeah,
you have to maintain your relationship because they're your partner in all your missions.
No way, man.
I'm sorry I called you crazy and told you to calm down is what you have to write in GTA 6?
I believe it's going to be like that. But do we have Gracie?
People. What?
Oh, yes, I know this lady. I mean, this lady's insane. I saw an ass like this the other day in the city. It was incredible.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. This video uses AI.
I didn't say it's not happening.
I mean, it might... maybe.
I think this video.
It's hard to believe anything anymore.
I just, that body scan.
I just want to fucking kill people on GTA. It's like, I don't know.
Dude, if I'm playing GTA and I see her on the side of the street, I am forgetting my mission.
Yeah. I hope you can bang prostitutes in this new one. Because, like, didn't they get rid of that in 5?
I don't know. I've never played the game. I've always just gone around and gotten as many stars as
that's,
I can.
That's how you play it. That's how you fucking play it. They created the character Trevor in GTA 5 because he's a psychopath. And he's the one that just kills everyone. And then you have, like, Michael, who's, like, the ex-gangster. And he's, you know, it's like, that's like a traditional GTA. And same with, like, Franklin. Like, they have, like, the traditional. But with Trevor, it's just like, you want to fucking kill people.
And now...
It's true.
It's true, baby.
Speak on it, Zach.
Well, do you guys... Wasn't there sex scenes in one of them that they cut and they found
the,
in the
hot coffee? Hot coffee in San Andreas.
Do you remember this?
No.
Can you guys look that up, the hot coffee? So basically, I guess there had been a version of the game where you can have a sex scene, and they cut it, but it was still in the files.
Huh.
And somebody modded it.
Like a kid found it.
Just like how Trump's still in the files, and we haven't even seen any of these.
And that's what got Andreas.
That's enough of that.
That's what got, I believe, San Andreas, like, put under shelves and shit so that kids couldn't buy it. It's because kids were modding it.
Yeah, it was like a rumor, and then that rumor turned out to be true. And that's why, like, and then in GTA 4, they referenced it where Nico's like, maybe you'd like to get some hot coffee sometime. And they're like, okay. But, like, they never show it, and that's the one you want to see. They have, like, a whole dating sim in that shit.
Huh. Do we have the hot coffee?
I'm like the least informed GTA guy, I think, of all time.
You fuck with GTA at all?
I've played it, but I'm not, like, deep into it. I'm going to get GTA 6, of
Everyone's
course,
gonna get GTA 6. Like,
I'll be honest with you, I still just play Vice City.
Vice City is probably, it has some of the best music.
That's why I like it
so much. It's something about driving around listening to, like, good 80s music. Oh, it's
fun. And then I bought the, because I'm an idiot,
sure,
I bought the remastered one for the Switch.
Mm.
And I'm trying to play it, and I'm going, this looks like shit.
It's not the same.
Like, no, but it would, like, crop out. Or, like, you would see through the background, things would clip out, and I'm going, why is it like, it was the mobile version of the game that they remastered for Switch.
What the
fuck? So it was the one you could play on your phone, and they sold it for $60.
What a fucking shitty cash grab.
Like, come on. It's like, you don't, Rockstar, you don't have the money to have, like, a proper remaster. A good remaster would have flown off the shelves.
And then as a O&A nerd at the time, because Laszlo from Rockstar used to be on all the time. All the Opie and Anthony guys were small characters in one of them, and that was fucking hilarious. I think Anthony owned the gun store.
That makes sense. No blacks allowed, it says out front.
And Norton was something. Everybody was in it. I think Sam was in it. E-Rock was in it.
Norton was a John on the street.
He might have been.
In GTA 4, you can go to a comedy club, and Cat Williams does a set, and it's all, like, based on Liberty City. It's like, all these women in Liberty City need to wash their ass. There's, like, also Ricky Gervais is doing a set, and you can watch him do a set. He's like, oh, yes, everyone here in Liberty City, huh? You're in Liberty City, you is? Oh, you thought that, huh?
Sounds like God is dead here in Liberty City. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, are you a bunch of idiots that believe in God here in Liberty City?
And now 30 minutes of street jokes. Because English comedy is not as advanced as we think.
And we just sound smart, we do.
30 minutes of street jokes. Jimmy Carr comes up, he's like, not without me!
All right, do we have it?
Here we go.
Hell yeah, this is some hot coffee, baby.
Whoa!
That's the best way to have sex, through the fucking hole in your pants.
Damn.
Fully I love clothed. The Badfellas poster.
And yeah, poster. GTA.
Oh, yeah.
Vice City.
I spit it back on him.
Yeah. You can fuck doggy style, too. Hell yeah.
Excitement and there's an excitement level. Meter.
Damn, that's awesome. Damn, I'm getting worked up, dude. That's back when Rockstar was Rockstar.
This guy got $250,000.
L shift, change position. Push up and down in rhythm. There should have been a pull out option.
Yeah.
Come inside. You come inside, you get an extra life.
Oh, no, you lose man. One. Oh, or no, yeah, you lose money every month.
Yeah. Yeah. This is cool. Child support.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Maybe I should get into San Andreas again.
The first time you figured out you could kill the hooker.
Oh, my God. And get your money back. Yeah.
My Cuban grandma had a new... Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Nice.
I do think San Andreas is probably like the best GTA.
Obviously.
Of those, yeah.
Like you and grandma would watch when Stern was on, what was on, UPN?
I thought it was on E.
It was on E.
Yeah, yes, excuse me, it was on E.
The Channel 5 show.
It was shot at UPN.
Oh, okay.
Like you were every single day we saw her. Oh my God. Do you know what the Howard Stern did yesterday? And my uncle would go, why are you watching it? If you hate it, she goes, I just click and it come on. Which means she watched it every day. And she brought up GTA, I think around when Vice City came out. And she's like, I see on the news this game. The game is that you kill the prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried to. I was like, well, no. You can.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like an open, like you can walk up to anybody. She's like, no. The game I'm talking about, they make you kill the prostitute. Is the game.
It's the game.
Hooker Hunter.
Which, by the way, you guys know that like Atari had X-rated games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't Laser Shoot Larry the first, one of the first on Atari, or was that a Nintendo game?
I think Laser Shoot Larry was PC.
Okay.
Yeah, there was Custer's Last Stand or something like that.
But that was because you killed so many you scalped so many Native Americans, right?
No, the whole game is you're a cowboy with a boner.
Okay.
And then there's a Native American woman tied to a pole, and you're dodging arrows, and if you reach her, you fuck her.
Damn.
Okay. There was another one where it's a bunch of dudes jerking off a roof, and you're a chick that has to catch all the cum in her mouth. Okay. And there's another version of that with ladies with their tits over the roof squirting milk, and you gotta catch it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Interesting.
But that was like a whole, like, because I think this is when anybody could make games for a system. Like, it wasn't like a Nintendo exclusive.
The Nintendo seal of approval. This is an authorized Nintendo game.
Yeah, there would be like third-party games that came out for that. And there was a whole like genre. Yeah.
I feel like that's why you got to get the Steam Deck now.
Oh, I'm all about the Steam Deck, baby.
Now you can get unauthorized horny
Cleveland
games.
Steam Deck.
Do you ever play Postal?
Oh, yeah.
My mom like told me I wasn't allowed to play Leisure Suit Larry 7.
Sure.
The one I really wanted to play with. I had the good graphics and the good titties, and I couldn't play Postal.
Oh.
So as a teenage boy, like it's like, damn, I want to fucking be an active shooter, and I want to fucking bang beautiful women with disproportionate sized titties and hips. Like, this isn't right.
I wasn't allowed to play Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, yeah. That one was like, well, I was able to get away with that because it's like, oh, they made Banjo-Kazooie, you know? Of course, it was a Nintendo game, too.
Yeah.
So, like, they would never assume.
But all the passwords were hilarious. Yeah. The passwords were like beef curtains. And most underrated multiplayer.
It was a good
of any N64 game.
Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Yeah.
They had one that was like a deathmatch, but it was all like cute teddy bears.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they had one that was a heist that was like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, that shit. And yeah, you were like weasels in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that on Xbox. They have it on there, so.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They have the Konami collection.
Yeah, yeah. I got it through the Rare collection, and then they also
That's what I meant.
Yeah, they have, and that also gives you GoldenEye, which is fucking awesome.
And I want to say, which one like I had Battletoads.
They had Battletoads and Perfect Dark. They have, like, that's probably like one of the best games on Xbox is the Rare collection.
Can you guys, so.
I just don't game hard enough.
You got it, man.
The most fucked up game. I had a friend, James, who was a Puerto Rican kid from Bayonne.
This is Lewis's kid?
Yeah.
Different James. And James had bright blue kid and play hair.
Oh, nice.
And was an absolute sociopath. And he showed us a game called Ethnic Cleansing.
Oh my god.
And it was a white supremacist record label released it. And it's a first person shooter.
Oh, okay. I thought this was going to be like a shower thing. You take different races in the shower, get them all clean.
No. Oh, it's like the power washing game. You wash until they're white.
Yeah. Nice little ethnic cleansing for you.
Can you try and look that up for me? And you're literally running through the streets, shooting different minorities, and they make very funny sounds.
Oh, I bet they do.
And then the final level is you get to the underground bank.
Uh-oh.
And it's all Hasidic Jews.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
And then the game, and then the guy who made the game after the Jews popped out of their tunnels was like, told you. I told you they're in tunnels under the ground.
That was a good look.
That are ninja turtles. Yeah. Ninja
turtles. Is this a kosher pizza?
No tip.
Oh, we got Donatellowitz.
Rafaelski.
Rafaelberg. Yeah. Did you guys find the game I was talking about? It might have been racial cleansing.
It's going to really fuck up their algorithm looking up these games.
Not, this is fucking Shannon's fucking Google.
She's fine. She's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
You know how many times I told Shannon to look up something horrible and it was already clicked? Did you guys find anything?
Still looking. Maybe 20 more seconds.
No problem. I remember my friend showed it to us and it was, because you had to write in for it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like out of the back of like a Daily Stormer or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Well, yeah, you could buy like a screwdriver record at this game because my friends used to sign each other up for the newsletter and have it sent to their house. Like you would send it to somebody's house.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
I used to do that to my buddy Krebs. I had signed up for every single newsletter, and one day he goes, stop signing me up for stuff. I get so much mail. Sign him up for everything.
That's such an easy little...
It's such a fun little prank.
And it wears on them over time, right. So it's not an instant reaction, but eventually they're getting like 40 things a week, and it just...
It's a huge pain in the ass.
Right. Awesome. And you get like, at first it's like that little like, oh, I got some mail, yeah. And then it's like, oh, fuck!
Yeah. Oh, better. I might start doing that too.
Here we go.
Here we go. Whoa. Oh, this looks fucking
Was it
sick.
Ethnic cleansing or racial cleansing? Like we all...
Ethnic
cleansing. Thank you.
Oh, General Lujowski like, as well.
Suck my dick or die. Can we get a little sound?
This is cool. This looks like GoldenEye.
And the versatility and openness that gaming has always had.
It's like just like a regular fucking review.
Yeah,
controls are pretty good. Overall, level design is adequate.
The angry gamer or whatever.
The race war has begun.
The racist video game nerd. That's tight.
The African-American people in the game when you shoot at them make monkey noises.
Oh, yikes. My God.
It is the most offensive thing. And I just think about me and my friends. Sitting on my friend's PC. Here we go.
Yeah, like the PCs, you could just like play whatever.
Oh, no, I still have money left on my food stamps.
I kind of want to see what Suck My Dick or Die is, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Fucking absolutely. I hope it's first person.
I hope it's like Night Trap.
Yeah. They still got some good horny games out there every once in a while. Have you ever played Dispatch?
No, what is that?
That's like a superhero. It's sort of like have you played any of the Telltale games where decision-based? So it's like that. It's by the guys that did like The Walking Dead and the Batman Telltale series. But it's like superhero-based. But then they have like a big-ass... Amazonian devil woman you can fuck, or like the next door girl you can fuck, and it's very graphic. So I'm saving that one for a trip on the old Steam Deck.
I was surprised how much fucking was in the last Sims that my chick plays.
Sims 4. Really?
Like you like hop in bed and then like you see like
I think she put some mods on that one.
No, it's how you have a baby.
Oh, nice. Hmm. But like they usually just like do like a little like I mean I remember
no they like get under the covers and you see like humping
a, yeah they see her like move around. I remember Sims 2 they did that too, but
I haven't played it. But the new Baldur's Gate,
that's a very horny game.
You get to suck and fuck around in that one.
You can fuck a bear, like not like a fucking big gay guy, but like an actual like dude that transforms into a grizzly bear.
Okay,
it's very horny.
Now okay, so if a man consents by transforming into a bear, does that take away all moral problems with having sex with an animal?
Yeah, because it's all about sentiency and consent.
Yeah, okay.
Because like, you can still talk and shit too.
Right.
So it's like, it's different. So I feel like by that logic, you could probably have sex with a gorilla that knows sign language.
Okay.
But only if they actually know. Like, unlike Coco the gorilla, which didn't actually do sign language, you just like repeat shit. It was all a marketing scam.
Well,
Coco was horny as hell.
Well, she killed kittens, too.
Joe's my lawyer, by the way.
I'm just a simple southern boy here, but I believe if the animal can consent.
When a man and a gorilla find each other in nature, Didn't she like squeeze Robin Williams' nipples a bunch?
She would squeeze everyone's nipples apparently, and that was like the thing. Like their handler was like, "You gotta let her fucking milk you like a cow."
Wow.
They're all about that shit. I don't mess with gorillas. I saw this cautionary tale. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh my god!
Be careful.
That's
about
a documentary.
That.
Rise of the Planet of the Nips. Did you find Suck My Dick or Die?
It's very difficult to find. It is on a list of banned games, but we cannot find the actual game yet. But
is there an explanation of what it is?
No, but there's an exclamation point in the title, and it's called The Guy Game.
Cool.
The Guy Game. Ooh,
But there was a lawsuit with Coco. Did you guys know about that? With like the two former caretakers alleged they were pressured to bare their breasts for the animal.
Okay, what are they gonna sue Coco for? Bananas?
A million, like Donkey Kong.
It's
they're
like
gonna take all the bananas.
Are your lawyers the Minions? Anyways, I'm on today, guys. I can't help it.
I would assume Coco has a well dressed monkey lawyer.
Mm.
Like three piece Southern lawyer.
Like a little glasses rest on the brim of their big nose.
I like to imagine it's an orangutan. I always think they're the smartest looking.
They are the smartest of the girls. You know, yeah. Especially like when they have like the big ass fucking cheekbones
mm-hmm.
going out.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently is when they're horny.
Really?
Those cheek go out when they're horny, and then like once they fucking nut, it's like a peacock, like showing off.
Yeah.
And then like once they nut, they go back to like regular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the God. Same way. I've been horny for like 7 years. I really got to get a nut off or my head will shrink again.
God damn.
Damn, I should be a zoologist.
Yeah, you should, dude.
I'm into it.
You should be a monkey fuck doctor, apparently.
It's like, love line's back, but only for primates.
Hello, Joe Gorman, MD, monkey fuck doctor. Oh, MFD, monkey fuck doctor.
So my man been trading bananas with another woman, and I was just wondering how to get him excited again. I feel like ever since people stopped watching us in captivity, the spark is gone.
Have you tried beating on your chest to establish dominance? Try incorporating a tire swing into your lovemaking.
Oh, I like that. That's a good
idea. Zach, we have a little more information on
this. Oh, please.
Here we go.
So here you go.
So Suck My Dick or Die is a Japanese hentai visual novel with a focus on non-sexual sex. The
Japan.
Player takes on the role of one or two protagonists, a young man who serves as a butler for a wealthy village man,
cool.
or a military lieutenant who abuses his authority to rape women. The game has a choice-based system where the events of the game unfold differently depending on the player's decisions.
Okay.
Japan's nuts, man. Japan, for every like fucking Metal Gear that they push out, there's a couple of hentais where it's like, what if you rape a woman?
I like how it's a choice-based system when there's also
like
a no choice.
I like the idea of a bad ending. Yeah, the choice is only yours.
Yeah.
It's a no-choice system for the women.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh!
Oh,
that's hey. Not. Is that Suck My Dick or Die?
That's from Liquid 2020.
That is 2002. Like that is like more recent than I thought. I thought it was going to be a little more pixelated.
Also,
than
this
that.
Guy copyrighted that?
Yeah.
Don't look at my hentai game without the explicit permission. Dude, that's a great plot for Grandma's Boy 2.
Yes.
Yeah. They're back.
Yeah, you get Bobby Lee to come in and he's got a hentai game. They're all addicted to it. Yeah.
Mail yourself that idea, Zach. You gotta lock that down.
It's been long enough for what's his name to come back, right? Alan.
Yeah. Alan Covert. Well,
yeah.
No. Alan Covert didn't really. Wasn't it Peter Dante that got canceled?
But what did he get canceled for? It was kind of.
Peter Dante, I believe, dropped a hard R and bomb.
We've all said that. We've all been there.
Or we've been in the news in a magazine article saying, God, I wish Buzz Lightyear could say it. I wish if I was Buzz Lightyear on the Toy Story movies, I could say it. It's like my favorite Tim Allen thing ever. He's like, why can't I say it? I want to say it.
We all want to say it, Tim.
And then they're like, here, come back for 5 more Buzz Lightyear movies.
Buzz!
God damn. But all his shows are on Fox, so it does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, dude, I tried watching one, and they had him meet himself from Home Improvement.
Oh, I saw that. Man, it was like Man of the House.
Something
like
that.
Yeah, and then it's like, it crosses over, and he's like, oh, yeah, all my kids are grown up.
Yeah.
My one kid started a restaurant in L.A. and then raped a woman.
My sons are...
Whatever one I watched was the one Kat Dennings was on.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and I will watch anything with sweet, sweet Kat.
Yeah. Talk about that. Suck my dick or die with that, huh? How about that?
So we were talking about this in my group chat after Dolly Parton passed away, RIP. Mm. I feel like Dolly Parton and Pamela Anderson are first ballot Mount Rushmore of tits.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then, but a lot of people were saying Kat Dennings, and I just don't know if she's up there for the Mount Rushmore.
I think she's on my Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
Pull up the Kat Dennings leaked photos, please.
Do not start jorking it on the pod.
You're 10 minutes too late for that request, homie.
I would argue the highlight of the fappening,
yeah,
besides Amanda Seyfried sucking a dick.
That was pretty good.
Okay, I did not see
How about little Jennifer Lawrence before she got all old in her late 20s?
Yeah, that was disgusting when she did that. Yeah,
what a day.
What a dumb bitch.
What a day that was.
Brie Larson on there?
Everyone
possibly.
I think she was.
She's got incredible tits. And good enough tits to make you ever forgive her for calling everyone racist and sexist all the time for not seeing her bad movie.
Yeah, keep calling me that. Damn, I'm edging right now.
I would put Kat Dennings on my personal Mount Rushmore. I don't know if she goes on
Selma Hayek, I think we all agreed, was on the actual Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we needed one more.
I think I have one.
Mariah Carey was working her way.
She has a nice little overall body.
Yeah. I think I have one, and it's a very old-timey one.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Mansfield.
Also, because
like, she had that photo where like everyone was jealous of her titties.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield. That jealous one picture where her tits hanging out.
Yeah.
Almost.
And she's smiling, and Sophia Loren is like, oh, fucking bitch.
Sophia Loren, breast envy all over the place in that photo. Also, Jane Mansfield, member of the Satanic Church.
Ooh, sick.
Just like me.
Very nice. There it is.
Yeah, there she is.
And that's before you had heavy hangers.
And look,
like
you got
that.
Like a little nip hanging out there too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a good piece of business.
Olivia Benson's mom.
That's right. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Mariska Hargitay.
I thought Mariska Hargitay was a rape baby in real life because she played one on Special Victims Unit. And I'm like, damn, I can't believe, like, that's crazy. And I'm like, no, it's like she's actually just a consensual baby. I'm like, well, that kind of kills the boner.
Joe goes in the bathroom and cries for 10 minutes.
What was the one with Richard Belzer?
SVU.
Yeah.
I auditioned for SVU as a kid. And
maybe
one of my biggest bomb auditions I've ever had.
Damn.
I had to be retarded.
I'd like to be the guy that is like, oh, he definitely raped the person. It's like, he was actually not. But like, it's like, but I do something else that's illegal, so I still have to go to jail.
And my retarded was... I wasn't taking acting classes, okay. So I just went in and did
the hand to the chest.
I did the like look at the floor, hit yourself kind of like.
Oh wow!
And I stunk.
I wonder what episode that was for. I've seen them all. I love that show. It's fucking incredible.
It's awesome.
I bombed that one, and I bombed another audition where it was a Nickelodeon thing, and I had to be Australian. And I lost the accent halfway through the monologue and was Southern by the end. And they're like, you want to try that again? And I'm like, nope.
God, what a dream it would have been to be watched. Because me and Micah just watch SVU. And if we come
me
across
retarded me.
A small retarded Zach Amigo, it would have been the greatest night of my life.
Yeah, I really fudged that one up.
Dude, when I see my friends in stuff, like, all of our friends are in stuff constantly. It always tickles.
I feel like SVU, every comic was in SVU for like 10 years. Like Burr, Bobby, everybody would just show up as like a random like jogger or like guy at a dock.
What's going on here?
And Bobby Kelly is a young, hot Bobby Kelly. He's a skinny Bobby Kelly in SVU. So it took a second. I go, is that fucking hot Bobby Kelly in there? And it was. It was a gorgeous Bobby Kelly.
There she is. Look at that.
I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, it's nice.
Look at that.
Somebody just posted a picture of her now, and she is phenomenal.
Yeah, she's aged like fine.
Isn't she married to Andrew WK?
She is.
She is?
That was like out of nowhere, too.
Damn.
God bless her. Those are top tier jubes.
She has an obligation to let
look
us
look at that, dude.
I like that. Two
look
of the best that. Wet t-shirt contest participants you can get. Andrew WK.
Yeah, there
it's
you
a,
go.
It's erotic because we weren't meant to see that. And she never gave us consent to look at that.
Yeah. I
so
like
in,
that.
In many ways, we're living our own little hentai game right now. Show me your boobs or I'll be really bummed.
Yeah. I remember how everyone, when the fappening happened, was like, if you look at that, you're a rapist. And I go, rape.
Well, here's in for a penny, thing. In for a pound.
If you take a nude.
Yeah.
Part of the contract is the excitement that this might get shown to somebody else.
And it's like,
no matter how bad you don't want anyone else to see it, you are now trusting that person. Now that is part of the social contract and the excitement of sending to them as opposed to just showing them on your phone.
And it's like you should only take nudes you're proud of.
Mm.
Like, oh, I feel awful. I'm not going to take a nude. But it's like, damn, somebody's got to see this.
All right, I've never done that.
Come on.
I only take weird naked photos where it's like kind of odd. Like I put a toilet paper roll on my hog once, and I go, does anybody need to go to the bathroom? And I showed it to a bunch of people at an open mic.
Nice.
I've got one of me covered in Reese's wrappers, naked, holding a heart-shaped Dunkin' Donut.
Damn.
I have a couple real rough ones out there. Oh, yeah. But I've leaked them myself. Like I've put them in the live chat.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure. Hey, I mean, also, if you want to see Zach naked, just go to Skankfest any year.
Or go on Tubi. I showed Joe me naked on TV here.
Damn. That was a hell of a birthday party, man.
That was a good birthday.
That was a fun one.
Cedric the Entertainer ain't got a special on Tubi, but you can see Zach naked on there.
Yeah, a couple times.
My favorite thing, when Cat Williams was like, Cedric the Entertainer ain't even on Tubi, y'all. I was like, that's the best diss I've ever heard.
I do. What do you guys think Ludacris was who took his space in the Elite?
Oh, Cedric the Entertainer?
No, Cat.
Is that what he says?
Cat Clint, he didn't put it quite together. But he said he was offered, I believe, a 10 movie franchise. And it was something like however many million dollars a movie. Guaranteed success for life. But he had to cut his hair. And it was right when Ludacris cut his hair and did Fast and the Furious.
Oh. Mm,
that's interesting. I also, as much as I love Cat Williams, don't believe a fucking thing he says.
No!
But
he's mentally ill. He fights children.
But I was about to say, I also think the thing that kept him out was maybe losing a fight to a child. Like, yeah. I think there's no win there. You beat the fuck out of a 12-year-old or you lose, but it's not good.
Yeah, it was
way.
A lose-lose. All right, what else? Okay.
I think it's a better look to win, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You could be like, I lost control. I should never have done that. Yeah. I could have killed that kid.
Here's a fun one. Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tonkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tonkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. I guess this would be considered Indians versus.
Uh-oh.
Ha 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 ha.
Indians versus.
Nice. This is, I think, Indian people being mad at a tractor.
Oh. Uh-oh. Is the tractor full of deodorant?
I do not like AI.
So let's take a look.
What the fuck?
There's so many sticks there.
Oh, yeah.
What is the... What's going on here?
It says 156,000 likes. Wait.
Let's go. They're fighting each other now.
Yeah.
Hey, he's all right.
Oh, wow. Give me that stick. You're out of the game.
What the fuck is going on here?
This is what happens when you can't afford a piñata.
What the heck is going on? Wait a minute. If you're here, who's working the call center?
If you're here, who's scamming my grandma out of a $50 Target gift card?
I mean, no wonder these guys, when they try and steal cigarettes from these guys, get a fucking good old stick to the dome.
Yikes.
Is there any clarification in the comments of what's happening?
Yeah, is there anything in the comments, or all the comments not in English?
Yeah. They must have been angry about something.
Oh.
Yeah, it seemed like there was somebody was miffed.
Yeah. Guy, take it easy.
Oh, and was there anything in the comments in English, or is it just...
No, just a lot of puns.
Oh, okay.
Don't bring a stick to a tractor fight. No information on it.
Yeah, the only stick they don't have is a stick of deodorant.
There we go. Okay, Zach, he's doing it.
All right, we're going to end on this. Shirtless man... grinding on moving Jeep roof.
Ooh.
Okay.
And there's also a Tesla involved.
This is actually from GTA 6. Oh, and he's got like the...
Oh, my God.
Wait. What the fuck?
Oh, we don't have footage of it?
Oh, well, that person's fucking dead.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. That was a 75 mile per hour.
Ooh, look at that.
Collision with a Tesla.
And that guy, so that guy on the top is now dead.
I'd imagine, yeah, he did not turn back into a werewolf.
Because he was the censored guy that they were showing. I think he was the censored guy over to the side, because that looked like where he was.
Anytime
thrown.
You see it get censored, like I saw one today, and these cops have to be fucked. It was a black guy with his hands up.
Uh-oh.
And a cop pushed him, and he brains himself on the curb.
Oh.
And they blur it the second he hits, which makes me think...
That his brains came out?
That his brains came out.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Micah saw a guy's brains once.
Oh, how was that?
Is that why she dates you now?
Yeah, she said, my ugly face is the only thing that takes her away from that. So, but the Jeep that the guy was kind of homosexually grinding on had like a big 1976 flag.
Yeah, it had like
in the back.
The OG.
Yeah.
The OG flag.
And then hit one of our greatest Patriots cars.
Yes. How did Micah see someone's brains?
Guy jumped off a building.
Ooh, landed right in front of her.
Was he a fan?
Yeah.
You really wanted to meet her?
Yeah. He goes, Micah, shame on!
I want to call Karen Orr!
It's an odd video, is all I'm saying.
Yes. It's disturbing for everybody. And also, I want to say, as much as we do make fun of Indians getting hit by trains, a governor or somebody almost got hit by one like yesterday. Here, they were giving a speech, and it just clipped him, and it knocked his sign over that he was standing next to.
Whoa!
That's tight.
And had they gotten that on film, I might have had to retire. He was here. It was just a regular dude.
It was a guy here in New York. Was
I don't know here in New York, but a man in America.
Oh, it was
in America.
Was it like so it wasn't like a Metro North train or something.
It goes by fast.
Ooh. Damn.
And
nice.
It was
the Acela.
As some old men would say, a cunt hair away.
Wow. That would be crazy.
You guys want to try and find that real quick, and then we'll end on that?
Yeah, let's try
to find that. I kind of want to see a guy turn into pink mist from like a 300-mile-an-hour train. I mean, I don't really want to see
it. I hope my death doesn't delay anyone's commute.
Oh, yeah, my brother-in-law was a subway cop, and his first day, somebody jumped in front of the train, and they said they handed him an industrial-sized thing of evidence bags. And like, you know, like the grabber on a stick.
Oh my God.
And they said just whatever's a piece has to go in an evidence bag. And he said it was an all day.
I bet it was. That sucks.
And you just gotta.
Ugh.
My buddy was on a train when a guy threw himself in front of it and you had to walk past it. And he's like, they kept yelling, look at the wall, don't look down. He goes, I looked right down. I saw the guy splattered off. He's like, it was
gotta.
I know, I would look too.
I have to see a dead body. I've only seen him in like funerals and shit. Let me see a fucking body organically.
I do have
There was that lady that got mushed across the street from the Union Square Regal.
Oh.
And people were walking through it.
Oh, you gotta get to where you gotta
go. On their phones. They were like, step, and it was like,
invisible.
She was a streak. But yeah, what were you saying?
I have a thought in my brain a lot when because, you know, you want to be a hero in your mind, but it's like someone tries to throw themselves in front of the train and I grab them and I pull them back and I go, you're not fucking up anyone's commute today. Hang yourself at your home. Ruin it just for your family, you fuckhead.
Did you guys find anything with this guy almost getting hit by the train?
Yes, we did find the video. We're pulling it up right now.
Fantastic. Right. And we're going to end on that. Thank you so much to our friends in the booth. Pulling double duty today. Thank you guys so much for your hard work. This is Democratic Senator Blumenthal.
Oh, shit.
During a train safety demonstration.
Okay, that is like, I think that is Metro North, I think.
Look how close that is, dude.
I think Blumenthal's from New York, or from Vermont, if I'm... Okay. I could be wrong.
Yeah. About.
That was almost a very funny video.
You know, I guess he was like a little close. But
oh, yeah, he was pretty close.
He was on like the, I mean, like I've walked on that yellow fucking strip too.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's fucking close.
Blumenthal is one of those guys that's always like, did Joe Biden win the 2020 election? He's always asking that question over. And people are like, well, he was certified.
Okay. Well,
well, shout out. Blumenthal lives another day.
Thank Christ.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Joe Gorman and Tim McLaughlin. And we will be back on Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo, huh?
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's pound. Grab a coffee and join the crew. Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico.